ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebree, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Welcome back, everybody. Ryan Wagler with you. The local high school pairing show will be with you till 9 p.m. tonight as we get you caught up on all the pairings from the local teams from around the area. And we have looked at the 3A sectionals. We've looked at the 4A sectionals. And now we move into 5A on the sectionals. And you take a look at it, and you've got two teams in 5A in sectional 16, and it's North and Castle. And we get blessed again, or we get cursed again, depending on how it plays out. But North will be traveling to New Albany for the first round of sectionals, and then you'll have Floyd Central traveling to Paradise to play Castle. So that's how it matched up there. We could have an all-SIAC championship game. And, of course, those two teams play at the very beginning of the season. The opening game is North and Castle. And those two teams, if they both win their first rounds of sectionals, they could be playing in a sectional championship. That is where that sectional could end up, and it would be at North if those two teams win. As far as the opponents in that those matchups, New Albany taking on North. New Albany comes with a record of 0-8 on the season. They have really struggled this year, so North will be at New Albany, who's 0-8. Castle, who's 6-2, will host Floyd Central, who's currently 7-1 on the year. Floyd Central has got New Albany left, so they'll probably, beyond some kind of miracle, they get beat by an 0-8 team. They'll come in with a record of 8-1 to play Castle. Castle ends the season against Memorial. That game is at Paradise, so Castle will get to host the final two games before having to travel to North if they win their sectional game against Floyd Central. So that is the matchup between the teams in 5A that we cover. We don't cover any other teams in 6A. Of course, last year it was kind of the same setup and the same matchup where you had North traveling, or North played at home last year against New Albany, beating them, and then had to travel to Castle to play in the sectional championship. This year it just flips around where North will be traveling to New Albany, and if Castle wins, that game will be at North. So a little bit of a swap in that way that sectional lines up this year. And of course, those games are always exciting between Castle and North. And of course, locally, we'd always love to see that. We want to see, you know, the North and the Castle squads advance and play each other. Two SIAC teams in a sectional championship in 5A would be fantastic, and that's always an exciting time if we can make that happen. That is always something that is always fun for us to be a part of, and we are always looking to have those kind of matchups as far as a sectional championship. It guarantees us to get to have a regional championship, and that is always fun for us here at the state, at the local level, and in the SIC teams we cover. So that is what it looks like there. As far as around the area and anything that we have got covering, we've got you just about locked in on all the sectionals that we locally cover. You look at the top of the brackets and where all those teams are. We can give you a rundown of the polls where everybody kind of sets right now. In 4A, you've got Chatard, the number one ranked, or let's start in 5A. In 5A, the number one ranked team is New Palestine. And then you've got Bloomington South ranked 2, Indianapolis Cathedral ranked 3, Lafayette Jeff ranked 4th, and East Central ranked 5th. You've got Floyd Central now ranked number 9 in the latest 5A poll. That is who Castle will play, and Castle still getting a lot of love. They are ranked 12th, so that would be a 9 versus 12 matchup as far as those two teams are considered in that first round of the 5A sectional. And, of course, with North picking up a big win last week at Jasper, you could see North getting some love in the polls, and so it could be a unique sectional where you have three teams ranked in that four-team sectional. So it's going to be a tough sectional there. In 4A, you've got Chittard ranked number one. In 4A, East Noble, number two, Mishawaka, three, and then you have Heritage Hills, the number fourth-ranked team in 4A. And then Jasper, who will probably fall in the polls after a loss to North. They were ranked seventh in the latest poll, and another team that, you know, we see from regionals, and when they get into regionals and semi-states, you've got Roncalli, you've got Northview. So all those teams are ranked lower in the poll, but that is the team of the two teams, and they're both in the same sectional, which is Heritage Hills and Jasper, ranked fourth and seventh in Class 4A. In 3A, you know, you heard me talk about it already, you know, the big matchup. You've got Memorial ranked number one. You've got Gibson Southern ranked number two in that same sectional, and they are on a collision course. If Gibson Southern can get by Vincennes Lincoln in the first round of that sectional, we'll have a number one versus number two matchup up at Fort Branch. That game will be played at Gibson Southern, and it'll be one versus two, Memorial taking on Gibson Southern. You know, last year, Memorial had Heritage Hills in that sectional, so it was Memorial, Gibson Southern, Heritage Hills, all in that same sectional. Memorial had to travel to Lincoln City and go up to the Jungle and play last year. This year they have to go to Gibson Southern and play at Gibson Southern, so it could be a one versus two matchup in that sectional right there. And the other teams that are ranked in Class 3A, Cascade ranked third. A lot of people have a lot of high hopes for that Cascade team and think that they may be the best team in Class 3A. Then you've got Knox ranked fourth. Mississinewa, who lost to Eastbrook, were also tied for ranked fourth, so they'll probably fall in the rankings. No other team of local interest, a team that we hear from here time to time. Scottsburg ranked 10th in the latest poll. They are 7-1, and a team that, you know, we don't see a lot of in the polls or the rankings, but they will also be around as far as when we start playing further on, is Indian Creek, is also ranked number 13 in the latest 3A poll. So that's what it looks like in 3A. In 2A, you've got the number one ranked team in 2A is Adams Central and Brownstown Central right there. They are 1-2. They've been there all season long. They're both 8-0. Then you've got LaPel at 3-0 or 8-0. They're ranked third. Andrean ranked fourth. Eastbrook ranked fifth. And then teams that are getting some love here locally, Linton, that we kind of follow because we'll see them. North Posey ranked 13th. Now, they did lose to Heritage Hills, the 4A team, and dropped their record to 6-2. But, you know, I don't know that that will have much impact on the ranking. So they are ranked 13th in the latest poll. And then in Class 1A, as I mentioned, you've got Springs Valley, the number one ranked team in Class A. Then you've got North Judson, North Decatur, Frontier, and Riverton Park, all top five teams in Class A. North Davies and Providence, all in that same sectional. So it's Springs Valley, Providence. Providence is ranked seventh. They're 5-2. North Davies, 8-0, ranked eighth, all in that same sectional. And that could be a well of a sectional. That is all the way up in sectional 48. In Class A, where you've got Forest Park traveling to Springs Valley, Providence traveling to North Knox in the top half of the draw. In the bottom half, you have North Davies traveling to Perry Central, South Spencer traveling to Tecumseh. So you could have a situation where Tecumseh hosts a game, they get by South Spencer, they could be traveling up to North Davies if North Davies gets by Perry Central, because North Davies would be on the road. If South Spencer wins that game, they would host that game against North Davies. So, you know, a lot of different changes and matches or matchups depending on where those games are going to be held. In 2A, giving you a quick rundown, Sullivan will be at South Vermilion in the top half of that sectional 2A, sectional 39. And then on the bottom half, you have Pike Central traveling to North Posey. And then on the bottom half of the draw, you've got Greencastle and Brown County, and then Mitchell taking on Linton Stockton. So playing that all the way out, you've got Sullivan and North Posey at the top that are really heavily favored one of those two teams are going to make it to the sectional championship based off of what everything we've seen this year in the bottom half. You know, it's Linton Stockton that everybody keeps their eyes on and really hones in on. So I've not planned it out to where that game would be held, but that is the big matchups down there in 2A as far as sectional 39 is how those match up. And in the other sectional in 2A that we keep our eye on, you have Crawford County taking on Clarksville, Salem at Switzerland County, and then you have Brownstown Central at the bottom half taking on Tell City. They will be at the Marksman. Then you have Eastern Pekin taking on Paoli. So that is where we have the matchups there. Now we are joined by the head coach of the North Huskies getting back into that 5A draw where you have North traveling to New Albany in a matchup between a team that more than likely is going to come in at 0-8, and you will have to travel to New Albany. And then the winner, if you win that game, you are more than likely get to host a sectional championship unless Floyd Central happens to win. Obviously, we're not getting that far ahead of ourselves, especially after the big win at Jasper. You guys have got the big matchup, the rivalry game against Central this week. Coach Nero, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Indeed. Well, Coach, you know, we were just running down all the different matchups and the lineups, and, you know, this is familiar territory for you guys, and I know you've been with the program for a long time. You know, last year you guys got to host New Albany. You guys took care of business there, then went to Castle and had to play on the road for a sectional championship, and those games are always a coin flip between your two schools where it's always a battle. But this year you guys get to go on the road with an opportunity of possibly hosting a sectional championship. You know the team, you know who they are a little bit. You know, obviously teams are different year in and year out. But just looking at that draw, it's got to feel good to have the opportunity to, you know, possibly have an all-SIAC championship game.
Yeah, for sure it does. You know, and I've been in North for as many years as I have been, and it kind of seems that's what it always ends up being, you know. Or the first draw is usually us and Castle. Everybody always kind of goes, is that rigged? I go, it's not. But, I mean, we only have four teams in the sectional. Kind of, I mean, the odds in there is 50-50 when you think about it. Two teams from another conference and two teams from our conference. So, yeah, no, I think it's really exciting. It'd be great to be able to host one for once, finally. But I think we're really prepared to go on the road and do whatever we need to do.
Talking to Coach Nero, the head coach of the North Huskies, playing really good football right now as they've rattled off four straight wins and a win up at Jasper last week. And, Coach, you know, with the way this schedule lines up now, you know, you guys need to start working on things and really set up, you know, what you guys want to do to make a deep run. Who's been playing well for you? Let our listeners know who's been playing well for you and who's going to have to continue to play well in order for you guys to make a deep run in this postseason.
I think, you know, I think we got to continue to do what we do. I mean, our offense has got to keep clicking on all cylinders and controlling the clock like we have been. And defensively, we've got to step up. I mean, I think if our DBs can kind of hold ground like they have been these last few weeks and can step up and continue to play the way they have been, I think we're going to be just fine. You know, my defense is – our defense is – I mean, we've got 10 seniors on it. So, I mean, we're kind of a – senior-laden defense right now. And so, I mean, they're ready for these moments. And that's the thing I'm most excited about for them.
Talking with Coach Nero, the head coach of the North Huskies. And, Coach, as you guys prepare for this, you know, matchup against Central, then the sectional matchup, you guys have got an extra built-in bye there. What are you guys going to be really honed in on as far as focusing on, you know, here's what we have to do to get better as a squad. This is the things that we need to clean up. You know, this is what we've capitalized on this year. You know, as far as the makeup of this year's team, what do you guys see that you can really capitalize on and get better in? Or what is something that's out there that you like, you know, we haven't just quite clicked and got this figured out and we need to do that to clean up and have a big deep run?
I think right now our big motto is North can't beat North. And I think so, thinking about all the things that are in our control, you know, ball security, tackling, stuff like that is going to be kind of a big focus point. And then, but just taking the opportunity of having the extra week to kind of game plan and to show our kids, you know, the other team, and to also, again, you know, I've done it. We've done it many different ways in the past with Coach P. You know, there's been weeks where we've really worked on ourselves, and then we focus on game plan. There's been weeks where we've game planned, and kind of sprinkled in working on ourselves, you know, each day a little bit. But I just feel like as long as we can kind of control what we can control, and we bring the attitude and the effort, and we're pretty focused, then, I mean, I think the sky's the limit for this group right now.
Coach, appreciate you taking the time, as always. Best of luck on the end of the season. Best of luck in the postseason. I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, no problem. I really appreciate it.
And Jasper, they will host Central this week, and then they will travel to New Albany. It's a long road trip, but it's one where they'll more than likely be taking on a New Albany squad that'll come in at 0-9, and North will be looking to get to a sectional championship and look to bring one of these things home. They've been in a couple. They were in just that sectional championship last year. 2 years ago, they won the sectional championship over Castle in a shootout, 60-50. So it's one of these things year in and year out, getting to that sectional championship and playing the Castle Knights has kind of been what's the motto as far as the season begins and ends with those two teams playing each other. And that's exactly what we're probably going to see this year, unless, you know, something happens that changes all that, because we all know it's hard to play in paradise, and there's nobody that knows that any better than the next man that's on our hotline right now, the head coach for the Memorial Tigers, as his team will travel up to paradise to take on Castle this Friday night, as the Memorial Tigers are 8-0 on the season, and they draw the first round bye. But, Coach, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, Coach, you know, you never know. What we always know is you never know. And with these draws, you know, it's one of these situations we talk about a week, year in and year out between the two of us about these ping pong balls. This year you guys draw the bye. You know, it's kind of a, you know, one of those things where is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I mean, it always feels good to get an extra week of rest, maybe get healthy. But when you draw that bye, you know you got to go on the road, and you know you're going to be playing either Vincent's Lincoln on the road or Gibson Southern on the road, and neither one of those places are very friendly to the visitors.
Well, it's funny. Usually after the game Friday night, we always have a dry erase board at my house, and we put all the coaches pick who we think we might draw and where. I think I was the only one that picked the bye. I thought we'd get the bye for whatever reason. And, you know, we had the bye one other time. I think it was 2019, but that's not a normal thing for us. It's a little different. So part of that makes me a little nervous about, you know, it's out of what we normally do, out of our routine. But it's kind of nice knowing that you have a week to get healthy as well. Get a kid's chance to refresh. You know, the biggest thing is you don't want to lose any kind of rhythm. But, you know, knowing that you're either going to go to Vincent's or Gibson Southern, those are going to be two pretty tough places to play.
Indeed. Talking to Coach Hurley in his 18th year at the school there at Memorial. Coach, just give our listeners a little quick rundown of, you know, who's played really well for you guys to get you to this 8-0 part of your season, getting ready to play the final game of the regular season against Castle, and who do you need to continue to play well to make a deep run in the postseason?
Well, we took on the motto, I'd say it's probably been about seven, eight years ago, that we're going to stop the run, and I think defensively we've done a really good job of that this year. And defensively, you know, they've kept us in several ball games. So, you know, across the front, we've had some guys really step up. Brady Combs has played really well. And, you know, Connor Hoare has done a nice job. He's a returner for us, along with Hamilton up front, has really those two guys up the middle. We've had two sophomores filling at the other end, opposite of Brady and Teddy Pugh and Chancellor Samuels. They've done a great job, and those are kind of surprises for us coming into the year being sophomores. And Grayson Carter has done a tremendous job filling in with Brackett. And, you know, Brackett was really the only returning linebacker, well, outside of Connor O'Donohue, who's kind of our outside linebacker. Those guys have just really played well. And then Wes Kelly in the secondary, along with J.J. Lowry, you know, those guys were returners, done a nice job for us. And then offensively, the guys up front have improved, and we got a lot to work on, you know, going into this week. But Dylan Kendrick's really been steady for us, along with Luke Dockery and Hanslinger. Those guys have done a nice job at receiver. And Luke Brown had big shoes to fill, and he hasn't tried to fill them. He's just playing his game, and he's done a nice job for us this year.
Talking with Coach Hurley, the head coach of the Memorial Tigers. And, Coach, you talked about getting that bye back in 2019. So I got to ask, is the plan, do you guys like to go up, maybe you and the coaches, or do you guys have the team go up? Do you guys want to go watch that game or have the kids watch that game, or do you kind of leave it up to whatever, you know, they want to do on that Friday night? Or kind of what's – have you even thought about that game plan as far as, you know, what you guys are going to do on that Friday night?
Well, the only thing at this point is I thought we have an opportunity to go and watch them. And as far as, you know, telling players they need to go watch them, I don't know that we'll do that. And they're obviously encouraged to go and do it, but, you know, if they want to. But I'm sure we'll have some coaches go and watch. It's not too often you get an opportunity to go scout an opponent. We used to do it all the time years ago before Harrison had a field and North had a field. And, you know, we had to have split games on Saturday nights because everybody was sharing facilities.
Yeah, I mean, it harkens back to the days of getting to set in the stands as a bystander. You get to hear the good old armchair quarterbacks out there, Coach, that can really coach a game from the stands. Yeah. I mean, that has got to feel good as a coach.
Well, I tell you what, I know the wives really appreciated when, as coaches, we'd play a Saturday night game and we go watch a game on Friday night and then flip it again and do it Saturday. So I know that they appreciate not having Saturday nights taken up as well. Anymore.
Coach, I appreciate you taking the time. As always, we wish you the best of luck to finish out the season, and I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thank you.
All right, that was Coach Hurley, that coach of the Memorial Tigers. They are 8-0, ranked number one in Class 3A. They drew the bye. They'll play Castle this Friday, and then they will get the winner of Gibson Southern, Vincennes, Lincoln. We're going to take a timeout. You're listening to the Local High School Pairing Show here on ESPN 97.7, The Ref.
Looking for a place to unwind at the end of the week? A relaxing atmosphere with friends and family? Great food and drink? Then look no further than the Hilltop Inn on Evansville's west side. Fridays are special with their smoked pork chop dinner that includes a delicious thick smoked pork chop with two sides and a roll starting at 4 p.m. and available while supplies last. The Hilltop Inn also has $2 fish bowls of Busch Light all day, every day. An Evansville tradition, the Hilltop Inn on top of the hill at 1100 Harmony Way in Evansville.
Backed by popular demand and for a limited time is the Just Buy It sale here at D. Patrick Nissan Used Cars.
So find it, drive it, love it.
Just buy it. Choose from over 100 vehicles under $20,000, like a 21 Ford Escape for $19,290.
We have all makes and models all in one location.
So why shop anywhere else?
Hurry in for limited time offers during the Just Buy It sale. Only at D. Patrick Nissan Used Cars on the Division Street Auto Plaza.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345. Master Tire is now giving you another reason to make sure they are your choice when it comes to new tires. Not only are they the local authorized Michelin dealer, they also carry several other name brands as well. And now here's the best part. When you buy a new set of tires at Master Tire, you will receive a free road hazard tire protection warranty. Meaning if something goes wrong with that tire purchased from Master Tire, they will repair it. Save money on your next tire purchase. Before you hit the road this season, stop by Master Tire at 905 West Columbia.
Hi, I'm Kyle Brinker from Brinker's Jewelers. If you've purchased jewelry in the past from a jewelry store that is no longer serving the Evansville community, we would like to invite you to come experience Brinker's Jewelers. We have the largest inventory of hand-selected diamonds, and our showroom features the most preeminent jewelry brands from all around the world. Our on-site jewelry repair and manufacturing facility and watch service center feature state-of-the-art equipment and professionals with over 300 years of combined experience. Brinker's Jewelers, located at the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway, or online at brinkersjewelers.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Ryan Wagler with you. It is the high school, local high school pairing show, and we are now joined by the head coach of the Castle Knights, Coach Hurt, in his 20th year at the school. And, Coach, you know, I don't know what you guys have done, what kind of deals you guys have made, but those magic ping pong balls since, like, 2018 haven't matched you and Northup in a first-round sectional matchup, and you always have the opportunity of playing those two teams playing each other in a sectional championship, and it happened again this year. This year, you guys get to host Floyd Central. They travel to New Albany. The opportunity for you guys to have a collision course in a sectional championship is right there on the table again.
Well, Wags, first of all, thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me on the show. And one thing, you know, a little caveat to that is, you know, we have to get through our first round games first. And there's, you know, at least in front of us, a very, very good Floyd Central team coming to Paradise. And so we had to deal with them last year. It was a close game that went down to the wire at their place. And so, you know, there's no, certainly at least, you know, on our side of town, no counting the chickens until they hatch. We've got a tall order to get through round one and have a chance to see either New Albany or North.
Indeed. And talking to Coach Hurt, and I agree, and welcome to the show. You know, I just jumped into it like we just called, picked up the phone and just started talking about it. You know, it's how it goes these days, Coach. We've been doing this so long, but I agree. And last week,
I'm a little offended, Wagler. Come on, man. Like, you know, at least give me some warm welcome or something. You know, I mean, you know, we rush right into it. Okay, what, you know, let's go. I'm giving you a hard time.
Well, you know, I'm running late, Coach. I'm trying to stay on a schedule here, and, you know, I just got to get to the meat of it. We want the meat, Coach. You know, all these pleasantries between us, you know, we're all beyond that now. We're deep into the show here, so. All right. Well, Coach, you know, you look at this team and what you guys have done this year and put together a 6-2 season, and before we touch a little bit more on that Floyd Central squad, just talk to us and give our listeners an update. You know, who's played well for you guys this year? Who are you guys going to need to play well for you to make a deep run as far as, you know, what you've seen on the field this year and who stepped up for you?
Well, Ryan, I think we've had a lot of people, you know, step up. And you know, we've talked previously. I mean, we're probably down 10 starters. You know, if you would look at our starting lineup now versus what we would have had penciled in July, vastly different group out there. But that's a tribute to our guys, our coaches, the culture of our program, you know, next man up, and guys have stepped in. I think, you know, if you look around both sides of the ball, you have a lot of senior leadership, but you also have some younger guys that have really, you know, played up to their billing. On defense, you know, we've got a bunch of guys up front that are really getting it done. Jared Buchanan, Cooper Bartz, Ethan Herman, Cooper Kilgore. There's a whole host of guys, Josiah Garnett, that have really played well. Obviously, our linebacking core is led by Brody Farmer. He's a junior, but, you know, he's had some crazy games, put up some really great numbers, and a long list of Castle Mike linebackers that have played well. Taven Thomas at our nickel spot, Race Jones, a bunch of guys there. You know, our two corners, Connor and Grant Richards, have played very, very well for us. And our safeties, we've had some guys kind of rotating in and out, Ethan Hurt, Reed Holwiger. You know, had several guys back there, but those have been the two most consistent. I think on the offensive side of the ball, you know, we've kind of gone as we've gone with quarterback play, and Bowden is working on getting more consistent. Bowden Morgan, when he plays well, that usually bodes well for the Knights. You're looking for a little bit more consistency out of that position, and he's working diligently to get there. You know, up front, got a lot of guys that have rotated in and out, but probably the most consistent is Brock Anderson, our left tackle. You know, Cole Mason has played center and guard, Braxton Mikus at left guard, you know, and Colton Drone coming in as a, you know, from a, being a backup tight end or a number two tight end to playing right tackle for us. Bo Hurt at tight end has been good in the run game and also, you know, big on third down. And then, you know, you get out to our weapons and you got guys like you start with Carter Bowe, Ben Quach, Kyreek McCleary, several names, you know, out there that are worth mentioning. And then, you know, our running back stable, we lost Austin Pritchard, you know, in the Vincennes game, but, you know, Nolan McKinney has come in and played really, really well for us and is got that one-cut mentality that you're looking for in our offense, you know, a zone running back that can put his foot in the ground and go and doesn't dance around. And so, you know, we've been steadily improving. You know, I think we talked earlier, you know, a couple times with some wins. It's, you know, one of those deals early in the season after we lost to North. You know, you think, you know, if we don't get hurt, if, you know, better in a hurry, this could be a long, long year. And our kids buy in. I can't think of a bad week of practice, really a bad practice in general that we've had. They come in every day ready to roll. They play for each other. There's a brotherhood there. And, you know, that's what you want out of your guys. And so we're looking forward to the challenge of playing Floyd Central, although it is a big challenge, we think, because we knew last year they had a lot of youth, and they were a good football team last year, and you can kind of follow the records and see that they're very, very good again.
Talking with Coach Hurt, the head coach of the Castle Knights in his 20th year at the school. He's got the team at 6-2. And Coach, you know, as you look at this season and the tough games that you've played, and the SIC always really prepares you for that postseason run. And, you know, getting to play Memorial to end the season is just another, you know, notch in that, hey, we're getting tournament ready because we're playing teams that can make deep runs in the tournament. No matter what the class is, these teams are very good football teams. And when you get to play those games, it prepares you for that postseason. And getting to play Memorial, then you turn around and play a tough Floyd Central team. It's like, hey, we've been in these type of games, and we know what it's like to be in tough games and be in tight games. And you guys have been successful in those this year. You've got to be, you know, happy with the way the team's played in that and the way the sectional or the way the kind of the schedule lines out for you guys to get you prepared for that spot.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, obviously it's a meat grinder. It's physical. You know, certainly one of the benefits of being in 5A is having a bye week to kind of recover from that that steamroller that you face throughout the regular season. But there's no question that all of our teams in each class have a great shot to move forward because of the adversity that they had to face during the season. And you mentioned how many close games we won. I mean, we were able to beat Mater Dei by 3, very fortunate to win that game. We beat West, you know, the team on the hill by 3. You know, we have not, you know, dominated. We haven't really put together 4 great quarters of football. It seems like a tale of 2 halves almost each and every week. And so, you know, we're really looking to put together all 3 phases of the team, you know, the offense, defense, and kicking game for 4 quarters. If if we can do that, then there's still a lot of room for growth and improvement. But that's why we go to practice each and every day in meetings, and, you know, we coach off the film and try to get a little bit better each and every day. And hopefully that'll be enough this week and then going into the sectional.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time that you took to call into the show. We always enjoy talking to you. We wish you the best of luck on the end of the season, and I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road as you get ready to take on a very good Floyd Central squad, a team that you guys took care of last year. Last year on the road, 35-21. You don't have to make that long road trip this year, but it doesn't make it any easier as that team comes in with a 7-1, and barring any miracles, they'll come in with a record of 8-1 on only having 1 loss on the season. It'll be an exciting game there at Paradise.
No question about it. I am glad that we're at home. Like I said, they're going to have to handle that bus trip as we did last year. And if I'm not mistaken, I'd have to look in the record books, Wags, but I think it's the first time that Floyd has come to us since 1994, since my senior year. It has been a long time. We played over in my coaching tenure 5 or 6 times over at Floyd, but never at home, so looking forward to that.
That I love it. Breaking out the old stats, that is fantastic. 1994, can't end the interview any better than that. Appreciate the call, Coach. Best of luck, and I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely, man. I got a my daughter came in flew in from the Naval Academy for the weekend, so I've got I just missed 10 minutes of Coco, the Disney movie. So, you know, you guys think I was in film. I did a lot of today, but I got to get caught up on things that really matter. She's heading out tomorrow, so I've got some Coco to watch with the family. So Floyd Central and Memorial have to be on the table for at least a little bit.
I love it, Coach. That was Coach Hurt, the head coach of the Castle Knights, in his 20th year at the school. He'll be playing Memorial at home to round out their season before they get the bye week, and then they will host Floyd Central. And that is the way they'll start off in 5A, is at home against Floyd Central. North will host North will go to New Albany, so they'll make the long road trip. And as you heard me talk about, ping pong balls have been kind to the two SIAC schools as far as not having to play each other in the first round. You know, I mean, it obviously guarantees us to have somebody in a sectional championship, but if they don't play each other first, it could be the opportunity to set up, which we've had the last couple of years, a sectional championship between two SIAC schools, knowing that we'll have a regional game between with one of those teams advancing, and that is always a fantastic time. And now we are going to move back into 2A and out of the Pocket Athletic Conference. The champions of the small school division, North Posey, with a record of 6-2, they will travel to their county rival at Mount Vernon this Friday night before they get into the gauntlet that is that 2A sectional, and that is sectional number 39, where they will get to host Pike Central, a team that they played back in week 5, 49-6, and beat them at Pike Central. Pike Central will have to come to them this time. Coach Schenck, welcome to the show, and glad to have you. As far as a draw, you can't get any better than getting to host a first-round game.
Yeah, we haven't been able to do that. This is my ninth year at North Posey, and we've hosted one first-round game. So pretty excited to get the opportunity to play at home round one, starting here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and Coach, you know, last year you guys got the rough draw where you had to drive all the way to South Vermilion, and it was a tough game, you know, one of those that came down to the wire, a 36-38 game. But, you know, as far as this sectional, you could be traveling anywhere in southern Indiana with this sectional. You never know if you may be up in Sullivan, South Vermilion. You could be over in Greencastle. You could be at Brown County. You could be up at Mitchell, Linton. It takes you anywhere. To be at home feels good.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, this is probably the closest team to us in our sectional. So, you know, they're fortunate they won't have to travel too far either. But, yeah, the sectional is definitely spread out. You know, we're kind of the outlier being in the only 2A school in the Evansville area. And we knew when they realigned everything that we were probably going to end up in that sectional. And definitely a lot of miles you travel in this 2A sectional.
Talking with Coach Schenck, the head coach of North Posey, who's put together a 6-2 year and won the small school division. Coach, just talk to our listeners about, you know, who's played well for you guys. I know you guys had a disappointing loss on the road at North Knox in week 3, and you kind of rallied the troops from there as far as, you know, we cannot let ourselves get in those type of situations if we are going to put together a, you know, a championship, a conference championship squad, and then have a chance to play deep in the postseason. We can't let things like that happen, losing 24-25 on the road against North Knox, you know, especially with a team that, you know, you kind of know a little bit about. They're a 1A team. You guys probably, you know, you had the opportunity as a coach to probably say, you know, we were feeling ourselves a little bit, and that probably set the table straight in that game.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, early in the season, we were kind of searching for an identity, and we went on the road to North Knox and had some key guys out with injuries. And like I said, we really didn't know who we were as a team. We're really young. You know, one of the things we knew coming into the season is we had a really good tailback in Cade Malk. And unfortunately for us, we lost him in the sectional or in the scrimmage for the year. You know, so even going into week one, we were kind of trying to figure out, you know, what we were going to do to replace our one known commodity at running back. And we went
you know, kind of met and went to back to the drawing board, and you know, we started working on a passing game, and it took us some time to get the timing down. We're really young at receiver. You know, we throw the ball to six different guys, and four of them are sophomores, one's a freshman, and one's a junior. And but quietly, you know, we've kind of put together a pretty productive season. Carter Schickel is our junior quarterback, who's thrown for 2,000 yards and 23 touchdowns and only two interceptions, really taking care of the ball. And he's spreading the ball out. We've got four or five different guys with 25 or more receptions on the year. And we got some big play guys in Dylan Murphy and Remy Johnson, who are only sophomores, but, man, they're really good football players. So, you know, after that week three loss, we kind of went all in on our passing game and said, you know, this is who we're going to be this year. And it's worked out really well for us. You know, if we can get healthy here going into the sectional, we got a shot to make a deep run.
Talking with the head coach of the North Posey Vikings, Coach Schenk. And, Coach, you talked about it there, the identity of the team. You know, you guys kind of switched and said, hey, we're going to throw the ball around, we're going to sling it around. But looking as you guys get ready to make a deep run, you know, there's things that, you know, you're going to be working on, that here's what we've got to get a little bit better at, here's what we've got to clean up offensively, defensively, special teams. What are you guys really honing in on and focusing in as you guys get prepared to play your final game of the year on the road, just right down the road, so it's not like it's a long road trip that you guys are accustomed to, but then you get to host a game. What are you guys really focusing on to get prepared for the postseason?
For us, we've got to be able to stop the run. We got to do a better job of stopping the run. And, you know, we've been inconsistent in that area. There's been weeks where we've played really well against the run. But we know going into the sectional, we're going to run up against teams like Sullivan and Linton, who are run heavy, big physical teams. We feel like we can move the ball on them. We feel like we throw the ball as well as anybody in our sectional. And really we throw the ball more than anybody in our sectional. So that kind of gives us an advantage going up against teams that aren't used to seeing that. But at the same time, when you get in the playoffs, you got to be able to run the ball. You got to be able to stop the run. And we got to get better in both of those areas.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to call in the show. We wish you the best of luck on the end of the season, and I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road.
And thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Indeed, that was Coach Schenk, the head coach of the North Posey Vikings, as they get prepared to play Mount Vernon, a little home matchup between two county rivalries, and then they'll host a PAC opponent in Pike Central in the first round. We're going to take a timeout. You're listening to the local high school pairing show here on ESPN 97.7, The Ref.
Hi, I'm Harper.
And I'm Hudson.
And this is our friend Travis.
And together we invite you to experience Audubon.
Here at Audubon, we're committed to getting you into the perfect vehicle that fits your lifestyle and matches your budget.
We have hundreds of vehicles on our lot ready for you to drive home today.
Plus, our sales, finance, and service staff work hard to ensure you have a wonderful Audubon experience.
That is the Audubon experience.
Audubon and Henderson.
For more than 50 years, Heritage Petroleum has serviced the Evansville area with quality products and customer service. Heritage Petroleum offers a fuel management program tailored to fit any size company and also carries a complete line of lubricants from Shell, Pennzoil, Quaker State, and Phillips 66. At Heritage Petroleum, they know the importance of community involvement and support of local high school athletes who are participating in games like this one on the radio. Heritage Petroleum, 516 North 7th Avenue in Evansville. Phone 812-425-3521. Or online at heritageoil.com.
Family-owned and operated, Browning Funeral Home and Cremation Center has been serving families for over 65 years. As traditions are changing, families want a place to host visitors and be comforted by those they love. As the community recognizes your loss, Browning Funeral Home guides you in ways to create a meaningful ceremony. At Browning Funeral Home, we believe every life has purpose, meaning, and a story to be told. By continuing to tell their story, you keep their memory alive.
Since 2007, Lawn Masters of Newburgh is the go-to company for mole patrol and lawn seeding. Additional services include fee and tick control treatments that will keep fleas, ticks, and chiggers out of your lawn. Need proof? Check out the Castle High School softball field, one of the most beautiful natural grass fields in the tri-state. Call Lawn Masters of Newburgh for all your commercial or residential lawn care needs, or visit them online at yourlawnmasters.com. Lawn Masters of Newburgh. Be happy with your lawn.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody. Ryan Wagler with you. The local high school pairing show will be with you till the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, and then we'll go to game one of the ALCS as the Mariners and the Toronto Blue Jays are playing currently with Seattle on top 2-1. We'll go to that game in progress. But before we get to that, we are going to talk to the head coach of the modern day Wildcats in his first year at the school, Coach Hess. He's got the team 4-4. And Coach Hess, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ryan. Thanks for having us on. I appreciate it.
Indeed. Well, Coach, it has not been an easy task to get to this 4-4. You guys have been through a lot. You've been in tight ball games. You guys have just battled all season long. You've had some monster injuries. Now you've got the West Side Nut Club game, the always the traditional end of the season game against Wrights to kind of propel you and get you prepared for what that postseason game feels like. As you know, that game has a lot of meaning to a lot of families, and the whole West Side community comes together for a very battle-tested game, but it gets you prepared for the postseason. And as far as that postseason draw, you guys travel to Princeton, a team that you probably haven't seen, and I didn't even go back and look. I was going to look and didn't have the opportunity to look it up, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's been a long time since you played the Princeton Tigers.
Yeah, man, I mean, it's been a long time since we played them, and you know, you look at the next week coming forward, it's an exciting week for our modern-day football team and our west side of Evansville. It's a, you know, one of those games that you look forward to as a young kid. You play against the guys on the hill, and, you know, it's one that you'll always remember no matter what. And then, you know, the drawing comes out tonight, and we draw Princeton, and they've had a nice season this year and have played everybody pretty well all year long. And you know, it's one of those things you sit back and you look at and you go, well, you know, sectional start here in a couple weeks. But, you know, the most important thing for us right now is that we got to focus that the task at hand, and we got a really tough opponent in Wrights next week. So we got to look at, you know, the future of, you know, the playoffs and everything. But you got to always remember that, you know, one week at a time, we got to be able to make sure that we are doing what we need to do in order to be successful this week. And then you look at the playoffs and, you know, you draw a very tough Princeton team that's done a really nice job this year. And you look at that, but one week at a time for sure for us.
Indeed, talking to the head coach of the modern day Wildcats, Coach Hess, in his first year at the school. He's got the team 4-4. And Coach, you know, just give our listeners, you know, who has played well for you guys. You obviously had the big loss of quarterback in Mallory, and you've had to have other young men step up, but other players have played really well for you guys to get you to this point in the season. Who's played well for you guys, and who you're going to have to continue to count on to play well to make a deep postseason run?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, you know, the senior class as a whole has done a really nice job. You know, our offensive line has come together over the last couple of weeks, but, you know, Caden Thacker, who's our senior running back, has done a really nice job pulling us together, along with senior receiver Nolan Schickel, has done a really nice job, and he's had a great season moving us down the chains as the season has gone on. So as a whole, we've definitely relied on our leadership of the seniors, and with injuries, you know, that's part of the season and it's part of what goes on in football. So, you know, next guy up is the mentality that you got to have. And, you know, we've had that this year, and, you know, you rely on the seniors to keep leading the way that they do. And we've been fortunate enough that it's been a tough season at times, but you know what? We do grind each and every day. And, you know, I I couldn't be more proud of the team, of what we do day in and day out.
Talking with Coach Hess, the head coach of the modern day Wildcats, and Coach, you know, as this team gets into this part of the season and you've kind of got an identity, but then you've had to change up, you know, at the quarterback position, which is probably the toughest thing to change up during a high school season, is, you know, the quarterback position at this level. It just plays such a vital role. As you guys look forward and making that postseason run, what do you guys are looking to capitalize on? What have you learned from that? Hey, we can do this well. We need to do it a little bit better if we want to make a deeper run. These are the things that we have to clean up, that we got to make sure that we cannot, you know, falter in these areas in order for us to make this postseason run.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing for us is we have played some really good games throughout the year, but in some of our games, we don't play complementary football. And I think some of the things that we've been able to do the last couple of weeks is we've played complementary football, and defense and offense can also rely on each other. And then with that, special teams become a good factor of that, and that we've been able to have three phases of the game that have been able to play within each other. And that's a big deal for us. And if we can do that, we put ourselves in good position to have success on Friday night. So moving forward, that's something that we want to continue to look at and be able to complete during the games on Friday night. And if we can do that, we at least put ourselves in position to have success.
Talking with Coach Hess, the head coach of the modern day Wildcats. And Coach, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but when you look at this sectional draw, and that's what we're talking about tonight, even though you've got a lot in front of you with rights and all that, but you couldn't be more happy. I mean, I tell all the coaches and I tell all the listeners that ever listen to me broadcast a game or hear my Saturday morning show, I call them like I see them. You guys can't be any more happier than having Lincoln, Gibson Southern, and North on the top half of that draw and leaving Mount Vernon, Southridge, and Princeton in the bottom half for you guys to deal with.
Well, you know, like you said, our main focus this week is going to be on rights. You know, it's a very important game for us. But as you look at the sectional, the draw is what it is. And each and every week when you go into that game, it's going to be 0-0, you know, record-wise and score-wise. And everybody's going to play their best ball and give it everything they have when you go into those games. So you can't look at records when you turn into the sectional. You know, your draw is what it is, and what you make of it is what it is. So you got to make sure that no matter what or who you're playing, you got to come out and play the best football that you can play at that given time. And hopefully at that time of the year, you're playing your best ball. And that's what we're going to try to do when we go into the week. So that's what we're hoping.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to call the show tonight. We wish you the best of luck at the end of the season, and I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely. I appreciate us having someone. Thank you.
Indeed. That was Coach Hess, the head coach of the modern-day Wildcats. They are on the bottom half of that draw, as you heard me say. You've got Memorial with the bye. Gibson Southern and Lincoln will play each other at Lincoln. The winner of that game will play Memorial. On the bottom half, you've got Mount Vernon and Southridge. That game will be at Southridge. Modern Day at Princeton. That game will be at Princeton. And those four teams, the winner, will play in that next round of the semifinals, and that'll be determined on who wins where those games are at. But the bottom four, you know, as far as that is laid out, is wide open, and Coach Hess, you know, obviously focusing on what's going on with Wrights and their first round opponent, but they have got to be happy over there that they have a chance, you know, get to that sectional championship and figure it out from there, because that is a fantastic accomplishment for any program to get to a sectional championship. It's hard to win just one game in a sectional. You've heard us talk to a couple of coaches this or tonight that has talked about, you know, getting a sectional win is important to the program. Getting to a sectional championship is something special. So we're going to take our final timeout. You're listening to the local high school pairing show here on ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Backed by popular demand and for a limited time is the Just Buy It sale here at D. Patrick Nissan Used Cars.
So find it, drive it, love it,
just buy it. Choose from over 100 vehicles under $20,000, like a 21 Ford Escape for $19,290.
We have all makes and models all in one location.
So why shop anywhere else?
Hurry in for limited time offers during the Just Buy It sale. Only at D. Patrick Nissan Used Cars on the Division Street Auto Plaza.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345. Master Tire is now giving you another reason to make sure they are your choice when it comes to new tires. Not only are they the local authorized Michelin dealer, they also carry several other name brands as well. And now here's the best part. When you buy a new set of tires at Master Tire, you will receive a free road hazard tire protection warranty, meaning if something goes wrong with that tire purchased from Master Tire, they will repair it. Save money on your next tire purchase. Before you hit the road this season, stop by Master Tire at 905 West Columbia.
Hi, I'm Kyle Brinker from Brinker's Jewelers. If you've purchased jewelry in the past from a jewelry store that is no longer serving the Evansville community, we would like to invite you to come experience Brinker's Jewelers. We have the largest inventory of hand-selected diamonds, and our showroom features the most preeminent jewelry brands from all around the world. Our on-site jewelry repair and manufacturing facility and watch service center feature state-of-the-art equipment and professionals with over 300 years of combined experience. Brinker's Jewelers, located at the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway, or online at brinkersjewelers.com.
Hi, I'm Harper.
And I'm Hudson.
And this is our friend Travis.
And together we invite you to experience Audubon.
Here at Audubon, we're committed to getting you into the perfect vehicle that fits your lifestyle and matches your budget.
We have hundreds of vehicles on our lot ready for you to drive home today.
Plus, our sales, finance, and service staff work hard to ensure you have a wonderful Audubon experience.
That is the Audubon experience.
Audubon and Henderson.
Welcome back, everybody. Ryan Wagler with you, the local high school pairing show just wrapping up as we are going off the air here at the top of the hour, and we'll take you to game one of the ALCS between the Seattle Mariners and the Toronto Blue Jays, and that game is in progress. We'll take it to you in progress. Want to thank all the coaches for calling in to the show. Want to thank all of our sponsors for allowing us to bring you this show. Want to thank Corey Clayton back at the studio for doing a fantastic job. It's always exciting, and it's always a unique time of the year. You know who you're playing in sectional, but you got that final game to play. We've got some unique setups where we've got teams playing back-to-back weeks. We got teams on byes. We're going to have big matchups in week one and week two. We have a fantastic opportunity to have some unique matchups and sectional championships. It's going to be exciting couple of weeks here of high school football. Stay with us here on The Ref. We'll get you always all caught up on it, and I'll be bringing you the Saturday morning show every Saturday at 9 a.m. I want to thank you, and that is it for us, the local high school pairing show here on ESPN 97.7 The Ref.